Last week I met a young woman who was a cousin of mine, a distant cousin, who has just completed her first year as a qualified nurse. She works in a hospital which hasn't a very great reputation. They've had the vomiting bug over the Christmas holidays. They are subject to MRSA and other superbugs. But Brita was very obviously enjoying every minute of her work. And in listening to her, I felt she had, or she was showing, a real vocation for nursing. And she told me that in her last year of school, she and some of her friends had gone to Lourdes and working with the sick, wheeling them to the grotto in wheelchairs and to the baths. She had no doubt what her vocation in life was to be a nurse. The four young men in today's gospel, as we heard, were left in no doubt about their calling. In St. Mark's version of the story, Jesus seems to be just walking by and he calls them as if it had happened totally out of the blue. It sounds so casual the way Mark tells it. Jesus happened to be strolling by and he calls them. And the four young men leave their boats and walk along with him. And you often wonder how Zebedee explained what had happened to her two young boys to Mrs. Zebedee that night. To walk along with Jesus is an invitation that he makes to every one of his followers, to each one of us. And there is one translation of the story of the blind man at Jericho which says, in the usual translation, he followed Jesus along the road. Another translation says, he set himself to walk with Jesus along the road. He set himself to walk with Jesus along the road. The trouble is that if you're following Jesus, he's walking at such a pace that you can't keep up with him. But if he's walking along with you, he slows down to meet your pace. And so each one of us is invited to walk along with Jesus this week, to be aware of him at our presence, at our side, to be aware of his presence in our daily work. But I'm sure most of us would agree that something in us prevents us meeting him. There's a lot of, perhaps, guilt or shame inside us that's blocking the presence of Jesus or blocking us from believing that he is close to us. And of course, always a lot of fear. When we look closely at our lives, I think most of us would see how filled it has been with fears. Especially fears of people in authority. Our parents sometimes, a teacher, bullies in the playground, bully at work, and even sometimes fear of our friends of being not good enough to keep up with them, putting ourselves down in front of them. And for most of our lives, I think many of us feel we almost need permission to be ourselves. Today Jesus comes into our lives to free us from those fears, but we will never be able to meet him while our body remains full of doubts and fears. And Jesus wants to free us from these bonds and to create in us a space where he can be with us and where we can be with him. We do not need to despair, imagining that we cannot change ourselves after all these years. We are invited simply to enter into the presence of Jesus as we are, and asking him to give us a fearless heart where he can be with us. We cannot make ourselves different, and Jesus came to give us a new heart, a new spirit, a new mind. So our great wish today and our great prayer today would be to let him transform us by his love, and so enable us to receive him in our whole being.